got some money to spend tonight.
It is finally Friday, and that means it's time to check in with Jonathan Toman. He is the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. The guy in the know about what's happening around the area this weekend. Fun stuff to do, I hope, Jonathan.
Well, as always.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, is that even a question?
It is not. I guess it was rhetorical. How's that?
No, it's perfect. It's a great weekend, and it's a great weekend to kick May off as far as some events that are happening in the area for folks to check out.
Perfect.
First of all, just go right into
it. Yes.
We have, it's the first Friday in May today. And so that, of course, means art walks in downtown Carter Springs, Old Carter City, and Manitou Springs from around 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. So if you're looking for something to do and have a night on the town and see some art while you're at it, art walks is a great place to do it. There will be gallery openings, live demonstrations, shopping and dining, and all sorts of other things along the creative corridor in those three districts. And plus, there's a great easy way to get around with the free ADA-accessible First Friday shuttle bus that we have that goes around between those three areas. There are 5 stops in downtown, 1 in Old Carter City, and 3 in Manitou.
Perfect.
So you can get to all 3 spots. And peakradar.com/FirstFriday has all the specific information for this evening.
Perfect.
Beyond that, as we get to into the weekend a little bit, tomorrow is the Children's Day Festival at the Cornerstone Arts Theater. And that is presented by the Japan America Society of Southern Colorado at their annual festival, where they'll go over all sorts of Japanese culture, and it's a great event for folks to explore. They'll have craft activities, including origami, calligraphy, and Mother's Day card making, which, of course, is on the way.
Yes, it is.
Folks will be able to check out traditional Japanese games, live entertainment, dance exhibition, martial arts demonstration. That's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12:30 on the campus of CC.
Perfect.
For the Star Wars nerd, tomorrow, of course, is May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
And the Space Foundation Discovery Center is celebrating with all sorts of family fun events tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., including a make-your-own lightsaber workshop, which sounds pretty awesome
it
to
does.
Me. But there will also be a presentation, Planets of the Empire. You can, of course, meet Star Wars characters. There will be a scavenger hunt related to Star Wars and much more at the Space Foundation. On Sunday is El Cinco de Mayo Fiesta and Car Show at the Mission Trace Shopping Center, easy for me to say, highlighting culture and education. And, of course, the car show will have lowriders, trucks, bikes, hot rods, but there will also be tons of family fun and entertainment along the way from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Great.
The Colorado Vocal Arts Ensemble is going to present Da Vinci's Dreams, Music, and the Nature of Genius. That is Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at the Ent Center. The concert is honoring the 500th anniversary of the death of Leonardo da Vinci and will feature music from his own time through the modern era. So they've got a lot to cover in that concert.
Yeah.
And then finally, for the 17th annual year, the incredible Circus Milabo is back at the Milabo Art Theater. That starts Saturday and runs through May 19th.
Wow.
It's the fun classic circus with a Milabo special twist. Acrobatics, unicycling, stilt dancing, juggling, magic, and more. So a great family fun event that includes special prize drawings, art activities, and milk and cookies following the show, which, again, much like the lightsaber, sound like something I could get behind.
Yeah, absolutely. I will see you at that lightsaber making workshop, Jonathan.
Yeah.
And, of course, to see the complete list of events happening in our area, they just go to the website, right?
Yep, peakradar.com is the place to go. We're getting into summer, and so that means a lot more big events and a lot more events coming through. So keep an eye on the page as you're looking for things to do in the coming weeks.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Have a great weekend, and we will talk with you next week.
You too, Renee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. 7:41 now, KRDO's Morning News.